Amnesty International describes the human rights situation in many parts of Africa as precarious during 2006. Its report listed armed conflict, underdevelopment, extreme poverty, widespread corruption, inequitable distribution of resources, political repression, marginalization, ethnic and civil violence, and the HIV/AIDS pandemic as factors undermining the enjoyment of human rights across the continent. The report notes a decrease in armed conflict, but the downside is that many people are still affected, several million of these as refugees and internally displaced people, including children and the elderly who lack basic shelter, protection, and care. Violence against women, especially in conflict situations, remains pervasive, the report notes. The Sudanese government is still to be convinced to accept a United Nations peacekeeping force. An estimated 200,000 Darfuris have been killed and a further 2 million displaced during the conflict. Speaking during the launch, Amnesty International Secretary General Irene Khan blamed the United States and the international community for not putting enough pressure on the Sudanese government. The report says that most states suppressed dissent and the free expression of opinion. Some governments authorized or condoned extrajudicial executions, arbitrary arrest, torture and other ill treatment, and the harassment of opposition political activists, human rights activists and journalists. Eritrea, Ethiopia, Rwanda, Sudan, Uganda and Zimbabwe are mentioned as some of the countries where a licensing system is used to restrict the work of journalists and curtail freedom of expression. Khan said journalists and others are on the forefront of the fight against human rights abuses.
Journalists, writers, trade unionists, activists and human rights defenders are today the strongest and most courageous champions of human rights. And for that, they are paying a heavy price from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe.
Tawanda Hondora is Amnesty International's Deputy Program Director for Africa. VOA asked him if there are any positive signs regarding human rights in Africa.
Well, there are in terms of international justice, for instance. There have been initiatives to ensure that there's an end to impunity. Hissène Habré, the former president of Chad, may face, or there's an increased likelihood that he will face trial in Senegal. We have Thomas Lubanga, a warlord from the DRC, who was indicted by the ICC, and we have Charles Taylor, who was indicted again by the Special Court on Sierra Leone. So there are some positive signals.
Honduras said while these are tiny glimmers of hope, there is still a lot to do in terms of governments translating the human rights laws on just about every African country's constitution into practice. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.